Beginn der Kran Davin sagt es Ksesubes Tav Samach Beis Beginn am an Alpha Kind Tis Maas Beginn Zigmara El Orche Dimas Sekam. Okay, so what is the normal amount of time? Which we said that the Gemara is asking that the students could go out to learn Torah with the permission of the wives. And the question is, how much is the norm? Which Tosfos the Pirush Mekor Rashi explains, what does that mean to say? Is that Shalisa Lovchet, that it shouldn't be considered him sinful at all, which is that he's diminishing the time that he's obligated to spend with his wife. I mean, even if he could seduce her, she would agree, and he goes out with permission. But if it goes out more than what's normal, it's still considered problematic. How much is considered normal? But then it says, if you're going to say that even when he goes out to learn Torah without permission, you're saying if it goes out more than what's the norm, it's considered sinful. So in the Heichiyot Rebekiva, and all those other ones that we mentioned, you went for 24 years. Even if she's okay, but I thought that's still considered sinful when you go out more than that amount of time. Shlomo Tesla, what you could say is not awesome, but like Peter, even without convincing and seducing her. How you smecha is they were happy, show you balein halacha lamentayu that the husbands were going to learn Torah, but lo yis tamei the chacham to be tamei the scholars. But to the contrary, adai to dachin nasa, it's with that intention that they got married. She yochel lamentayu, they should go learn Torah, but that's not included in this discussion that we're having over here. That's one approach. But the near the read actually appears to the read that actually not like Rashi, the Gemara is not even talking about when it's asking an orcha de milsam, it's actually going up the apoyelam, it's going on workers of the loya tamid, not in students, and therefore we won't have the question that we just asked. Why? Because the ha, we say that the fillish shalabishos, even without permission, we said yitzin loyim lam again, the students could always go out for 30 days. The yavsla basi yamech, and then comes back afterwards to his house for one day, and then goes back to his studies. Not bahacha. However, we hear when we're saying what's the normal, we say krok amar. The pasuk says that chodesh reveisai, that is 1 month out, and is 1 month in the house, or beis chadashim, or 2 months in his house. Lamandama to one opinion, meaning the ava pishu b'shus, even if that's with permission, but it's less to be a month or two in his house. Ela rather, obviously, when we're saying this orcha de milsa in our gemara is not going to the students. Rather, ela apayalim kai, it's going on the workers. And actually the puzzle that we bring for this is actually talking about workers. So therefore it's not related to the question that we had. The message has been beginning to say, according to the read that's going on workers, how does the Gemara tell us shortly? That Shani Hasan there it's different. This Lehud Avcha, what are you bringing from there by the Abdi Melch that there's a gain? So therefore she would agree. How can you bring it over here where according to Rashi, it makes sense that we're contrasting with Talmidim, where there's no gain. So maybe it's not going to be in agreement. But according to the Reed, according to the Reed, it's talking about workers. So there's also gain. So what's the Gemara's question? Well, that's the same, because so much you could say is the Rav, the Hasim, the Melech, the Melech. No, they were talking about the gain. The puzzle you're bringing is the gain from getting paid from the king, Nafesh, which is a lot. Maybe that she's going to be in agreement. But a regular worker, maybe not. And therefore, that was the Gemara's question. You know, like it says, Master, because the Gemara, Shani Shmuel is based on Megdash. Hearing about the destruction based on Megdash is different because the Kifa Tuva, that's a very strong hit. So, yes, it's only groaning, only breaks half the body. It sounds like all the body is the destruction based on Megdash. But this is what I'm going to say, but this passage, the Ba'at Ben Adam, that you, son of man, that you groan by the breaking of the waist, which is the source that he has that it breaks only half of the body, is actually got based on Megdash, that actually is by the base of Megdash, which you're saying is the whole body. It says after that, and it's going to be when they're going to tell you, Amata, Nenach, what are you groaning for? Amata, El Shmuk, from the news, Kibo, that it came, but Namas Kalev, that the entire heart melted. So, how could both Sukkim, one you're saying is basically English the whole body, but it's possibly that half the body is actually basically English too? Yeshua says, what you could say is, no, that Hukro, that Pasig, yes, it's Chumim based on Megdash, but it's Koidim Chumim Ksim. It's written before the destruction based on Megdash. And B'chein Ayyam and Avali Yisrael, this is what the prophet is telling to the Jewish people. That he was groaning on the news of the based on Megdash, that's going to be destroyed. And V'oz, and then V'nomas Kalev, yeah, like the supposed to actually saying, then it's going to be melting the entire heart, because of the groaning, that's going to be after the destruction of Shmuz based on Megdash. But now, at this point, it's only half of the body. The Mishnah says that the oina of tayolim is every single day. Tais explains why they call tayolim, not because of tiyul, but rather shem shadarcham betula da padnayim, because their nomads there in the shade of their mansions. That's why they're called tayolim, those who have it good. The wives of the midah chachamim, they shake off sleep from their eyes in this world, so they get reward in the world to come. So Tosfos qualifies, says, "But Tamid Malim Be'Edom Koy." It's going in the students that learn in the city, and they the wives stay up for them. Because they be acharis if they're learning in other cities, which we said sometimes they do that. Amai menad deshinim. Why would they be shaking sleep on the rise? Or in derech lekanas mir balala. Those not usually coming home at night in the middle of the to the city at the middle of the night, so she wouldn't stay up. Now there must be those who learn in the city. Next is not the beginning of but time to learn the brisa poilim b'shabbes. We learned that the end of the poilim is twice a week. So the Gemara says, but we learn the brisa. It says it's once a week. So this is not difficult. It depends if they're doing work in the city. That's twice a week. Another city, it's once a week. Stai says, but what's with the reisha? What's with the reisha of the Mishnah? Where Diktani will learn that a poilim, that the work is, that it's Shabbos Achas. They can go out of the city for 1 week. So it says, Le Muslim, for that you can't ask them the Seifa. We learned that the worker has Oina twice a week because the Reisha Lab within Oina Mari. The Reisha is not talking about the measurement of how much intimacy has to have. Other than the contrary, meaning what the Mishnah is teaching in the Reisha is that the Shari Lashanus Levatl Oina, that although he has obligations, but that he's permitted to change and to nullify his Oina, Masha Iman Hakim Tkalab, from what they originally the Oina was, which was twice a week, and that you're allowed to leave for a week. So it has no relevance. On the Braisa, Baruch Shabbat, on the Braisa, we're asking very well. Because the Ayur B'din Oina Mor B'Torah, that's talking about the Oina that's mentioned in the Torah for workers. But Lo B'Yitzi Yishol B'Shal, it's not just talking about leaving without permission, which was like the case of the Reish of the Mishnah. And we know this because of Gittoni. From the fact that the Braisa says the workers is Achas B'Shabbos is once a week. But look at Tony, Shabbos Achas. The words are Achas B'Shabbos, not Shabbos Achas, not 1 week, but it's not like in the Mishnah. Because it's talking about how many times Oina do you have to have. And that's a contradiction. Is it twice a week or once a week? Shani, the Gemara answers, it's talking about where you do work in another city. And the Hoyadarkam, and that's what there was a name that was custom that was to do once a week, but in the city itself, you have to do twice a week. That's what I'm beginning to say, like we just explained. So my area, so why are you talking about Kishon Mahog and Kach, that that was their custom, that was only once a week in a different city? What do you mean? Even to change, you could leave for an entire week, like we explained in the Mishnah. So why do you need to have that a special custom? You could even leave an entire week. You could say the Bereisikamashlon. The Bereisik is coming to teach us is the Afbishem Hagam Kach Lasam Malacha Be'Acheres. Although their custom was that they would do work in another city, in Meritz Mashanas of Lishus Yosef. What we're teaching you is that they want to change and to delay more in Lishus beyond that they have no permission for. So that's a unique chiddush that we're telling you on from this part of this halacha. So although we know in the Mishnah, but we're telling you that it can't be more than that of a week. But Ibn Baruch, I mean, now he explained the Mishnah a different way, that now you wouldn't have a difficulty from the ratio to the Sefer. He says that actually, the Gimel Midas Bad Pilon, there's actually three measurements that apply to workers. The Oysim Halacha, but even those who do work in their city, so that's their Oynish Tamar Shabbos twice a week. Not mistaken, like we learned in the Mishnah. A braisa that says it's once a week, so that's ba'isim alocha be'acheres. That's where they do work in another city because the mechalim lebeisim they come back every night at home. So that they're worn out. So that's tzachal travel once a week. The fisher yeshlam toyach adar because they get worn out from the travels. Ba'isim shein chayim lebeisim those that don't come back home, they go away for the week. Bein ha'yim and ha'gamin lo ha'yu whether there was the custom or whether this they didn't have a custom. So the alocha is k'mayreishin masnitin. Meaning they didn't have a custom like the Rishon Mishnah, the Ketan Yitzchak Shabbos Achas that we said that they would go out for a week, where that wasn't their custom, but they allowed to change it for that. So Mashmit sounds like Shehin Kol Zayin Bachutz that they were all 7 days out of the city. B'chayz Mechal Yom Shmini would come back every eighth day, and that's the Oina, the worker that doesn't come back. That's the third type. Now, Abba Ri lepirish al beis means. The Ri explains the only two types: Shtayim b'Shabbos, Achal b'Shabbos. One if it's twice a week, one if it's once a week. Tradition, like we explained, if they work in the city or they do work out of the city, not this third type that the Ri Bevaruch is making, which they're away the whole week and they come back, and it's only on the eighth day when they come back.